So this video is how to rest in peace. You know, when people die, they're often blessed with this blessing. It's may he rest in peace, or I pray he would rest in peace. May he rest in peace. But really, the truth is not everyone is resting in peace, because there is a heaven and there is the hell. There is hell. And the Bible makes that very clear. And there's one thing we must do that determines whether or not we will rest in peace. And it's actually up to you. And it's very simple to do the one thing the Bible says you must do to ensure that you will rest in peace. Meaning that the Bible says that you can know for sure and you can have assurance that you are going to heaven when you die. However, if you do not receive and believe what the Bible teaches you must do to go to heaven when you die, you will not rest in peace. You will most assuredly go to hell, where the Bible says there is no rest. The Bible says the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. I want you to know for sure that you will rest in peace, because it's something we've all thought about, this fact that I'm going to die one day. Well, the Bible says you don't have to fear death if you just know what the Bible says and who Jesus Christ is. First of all, why did Jesus Christ even have to come to this earth and die for our sins? Well, the Bible says in Romans 3 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the Bible says we are all sinners. A sin is when we break God's law. So God says, don't lie. Then I lie anyway. I have sinned. That's a sin. God says, don't steal. If I steal anyway, that's a sin. We've all sinned because we've all broken God's laws. A sin is a transgression of the law. You might have not broken as many as some other people, or you might have not broken the worst of the commandments, the most extreme of the commandments, like murder, for example. However, we have all sinned. We've all broken God's laws. Well, the Bible says there's a punishment for our sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So the word wages means what we earn. So the Bible says, because of my sin, I have earned death. So when the Bible says the wages of sin is death, it is talking about a physical death. We do get corrupt physically and old and die of disease and injury and whatnot, because physical death is part of the curse of sin that Adam and Eve brought on the world. However, when the Bible says the wages of sin is death, it's not just talking about a physical death. It's also talking about a spiritual death, because the Bible teaches, and I would argue that even our senses dictate and our human experience dictates and agrees with the fact that we have a soul inside of us, that we have a spiritual essence that goes beyond our physical bodies. Well, that soul will go somewhere when you die. The Bible calls it giving up the ghost. So once your body drops dead, you have a soul that will go somewhere. And when the Bible says the wages of sin is death, it's actually talking about primarily a spiritual death in hell. The Bible says hell is real. It's a physical place with physical fire where people pay for their sins and are burned. The Bible says death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So the Bible says God has a book, and if our names aren't written in that book when we die, we are cast into hell. Now, you can know you are in that book, but it's important to understand hell is real, it's eternal, and real people go there. You know, we're talking about resting in peace. People in hell, they do not rest in peace. The Bible says the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. And you say, well, that's just your opinion. Well, no, it's not, because if you don't believe the Bible, that doesn't change the fact that it's true. So denying the existence of hell and the reality of hell and heaven and the truth of the Bible will not stop you from going to hell. It will only cause you to be deluded on your way there. And then once you're there, there's no hope. The Bible gives us a list of people who are going to hell. The Bible says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So the Bible gives us a whole list there in Revelation 21:8. Now, we've all done stuff on that list. being fearful, just being afraid. Have you ever been afraid of something that's not God? Fearful, unbelieving, lacking faith. The Bible says those are two sins that can cause a person to deserve hell. Then he goes through this whole list of sins. I won't cover all of them, but at the end he says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The Bible's trying to make a point when it says that all liars are going to hell. And here's the point. Lying is a sin that we've all committed. It's a sin that we've all done. God could rightfully brand us all liars because lying is a sin we've all done. You know, that's why the Bible even says, let God be true, but every man a liar. The Bible's trying to make us a point, trying to make a point for us. We deserve hell for our sins. For our lies, we deserve hell. Because the Bible even says, whosoever maketh a lie, one lie, can't make it into heaven. Here's the point. How are we supposed to make it into heaven if we have all these sins and we deserve hell? We're always going to come short of the glory of God. The Bible's really clear that we do deserve to go to hell for our sins. The wages of sin is death. What does that mean? It means we deserve death and hell. But here's the thing. Jesus Christ wouldn't have had to die for us if we didn't deserve hell. So if you think, I don't deserve hell, well, why would Jesus have to die for you if you don't deserve hell? That's the bad news. Christ died for our sins. Why? Because we all deserve to go to hell. Therefore, he had to pay for all of our sins. Here's the good news, though. The Bible says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So even though we deserve hell, heaven is a gift that God will give you. All you must do is receive the gift. The Bible says God completely paid for this gift for us. So the reason you can receive this gift for free is because God paid for this gift in totality. You don't have to pay anything. All you have to do is receive it. Here's what God did so we could go to heaven. Here's how he paid for the gift. The Bible says God became a man. That's Jesus Christ. So the Bible says the Creator, he was in the world and the world was made by him. So the God who made the world, Jesus Christ, came into the world. That's Jesus Christ. The Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is Jesus Christ. The Word is God. The Son of God is God. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned. He never did anything wrong. He never spoke one wrong word or had one wrong thought. He was without sin. He did miracles. He raised the dead. He healed the blind, the deaf, and the dumb. He walked on water. He preached the truth. He preached against the religious Pharisees and the wicked politics of his day. He got arrested. They arrested him and nailed him to the cross. And while he was on that cross, he paid for our sins with his own blood. So every sin that you and I have ever done or will do in the future, Jesus took that punishment for us. So the punishment that you deserve, Jesus took on himself on the cross. So while he was on the cross, he was being punished for everything that you deserve to be punished for. He took the punishment for you. He paid for our sins with his very own blood. The Bible says he died. He went to hell for 3 days and three nights. The Bible says his soul was not left in hell. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. This is the gospel. This is how Jesus Christ paid for your salvation. The Bible says, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. So God laid down his life for you on the cross, the Bible says. And that's how he paid for the gift. Well, if it's a gift, all you must do is receive it. Well, how do you receive it? Well, the Bible says this. It's very simple. When someone said to the Apostle Paul, what must I do to be saved? You know, what do I have to do to receive the gift? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. So the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And that's it. It's only our faith and what we believe that saves us. The whole Bible teaches it's what we believe that saves us, not what we do. The word believe in the Bible means to trust. And the Bible says we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That means I'm putting all my trust and faith on him. That means I don't think I'm going to heaven because of any good thing I've done. It means I'm only trusting in what Jesus did. I'm only relying on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to save me from hell. Not my baptism, not the fact that I repented of sin, not the fact that I go to church, my religious works, my good works, my parents' faith, my grandparents' faith, my Bible reading, my prayer. Salvation happens in an instant when you receive the gift of eternal life by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So who goes to heaven? Jesus. It must be the really good Christians, right? The good guys. No, it's whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That means good, bad, old, young, rich, poor. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved. Because the Bible says the reason people go to hell to pay for their sins is because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. They did not believe on Christ, therefore their sins are not forgiven. What we need is our sins to be completely forgiven. So when that day comes where it's appointed unto us to die and the judgment comes, our sins are covered. They're forgiven under the blood of Christ, and we will be saved because Christ paid for our sins. But the Bible says, he that believeth not shall be damned. So make no mistake about it. He that believeth not shall be damned. If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ and you do not receive him, you will go to hell. And Jesus said this. It's very simple. All you must do is believe this by faith. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Who goes to heaven, Jesus? He that believeth on me. The whole Bible says you just look to Jesus. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. How easy is it to be saved and put your faith on Christ? Well, it's like walking through a door. Say, okay, Jesus, I believe you. Boom. You walk through, you're saved. Now, the Bible says once you do this, God gives you a gift of everlasting life. It's also called eternal life. The word eternal means forever. It means everlasting. Eternal means forever. It will never end. There's no stopping point. It's infinite. So the Bible says once God gives you a gift, that gift is yours forever. It's eternal. So God will never come back and take that gift away from you, because that would make God a liar. And the Bible says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So here's what that means. God promises you that once you believe on Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. What that means is that you are now saved forever. You can never go to hell. Because Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Your sins are forgiven. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So no man is able to pluck you out of God's hand, even you yourself. The Bible teaches if you live a sinful life after you get saved, because you only have to get saved one time. How many times do you receive the gift? One time. Once you receive that gift, you're saved forever. And if you disobey him after you're saved, he will punish you on this earth. He will chastise you. He will correct you. But he will never send his own child to hell. Because the Bible says that it is eternal life. You are not good enough to get saved. You're also not good enough to stay saved. It's something that is completely of God. The Bible says by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So no man can say, I'm going to heaven because I believe in Jesus, but I'm also a good Christian and I follow the commandments and I have a good walk with God. No, nobody has a good enough walk with God to get to heaven, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What you need to do is rely on Jesus Christ completely. The moment you do that, you are saved forever. And the Bible says, believe on the name of the Son of God that you may know that you have eternal life. So how do I know I'm going to heaven? The Bible says you believe that Jesus died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. You believe that he is who he said he is. That's the Son of God and God in the flesh, the creator, the eternal creator. Jesus Christ is God. And that it's only through faith. And that it's an eternal gift that he's giving to you through faith. And the moment you receive that, you're saved. Now you say, okay, well, I understand. How do I do that? Well, the Bible says, here's how you decide to put your faith in Christ. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So if you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again, then you ask God to save you. That is salvation. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. There's no question about it. You're God's now. You're God's child and you belong to him and he belongs to you. So you say like, okay, I want to do that. Well, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and you want to be saved and you want to ask him to save you right now, you can just repeat this prayer after me. You can just bow your head and you can get saved right now. You're not praying to me, you're praying to God, obviously. You're not just saying words, you're saying this to God from your heart. And if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, you believe that it's an eternal gift that's only through faith in his blood and resurrection, and you ask him to save you, you are saved. It's very simple. You believe in your heart, call upon the Lord, that is salvation. So you can bow your head and repeat after me and say this. Say, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but I believe you died and rose again. Please save me now and take me to heaven when I die. I'm only trusting you. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer or something similar to it and you believe it, that's salvation. Because the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son is everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. You say, well, I believe on the Son. I called on his name. Then you are saved. Congratulations. You have now learned how to rest in peace.